For Illinois Issues, I'm Maureen McKinney. Shiante Wilson says she was issued an eviction notice after complaining about shoddy conditions in her Chicago apartment.
My apartment was water damaged really bad. Like, water was coming through the walls, through the ceiling. And then I had carpet in the apartment, so it started getting molded.
The 26-year-old Aldi cashier was vindicated in court, but says that it took several months to find another affordable place because the eviction filing kept popping up, even after it was sealed.
I was crying all the time because all the apartments that I was finding that I wanted, I couldn't get them.
Wilson's case is an example of a problem for many renters. Their rental history is tainted by an eviction filing, even though the action was never carried out. A report earlier this year found that in Cook County, 39% of the time, eviction filings don't end in actual evictions. That report by Housing Action Illinois and the Chicago-based Lawyers Committee for Better Housing covered a period of time between 2014 and 2017. The groups argued that the cases should be sealed until an eviction is ordered. The report follows on the heels of the 2016 publication of sociologist Matthew Desmond's Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Evicted. Desmond's National Lab on Evictions at Princeton University found that in 2016, the five Illinois cities with the highest eviction rates were Rockford, Joliet, Peoria, Springfield, and Aurora.
The eviction court record doesn't really tell us very much about the eviction. You can be sued in eviction court for a breach of the lease or non-payment of rent, or you can just be sued because the landlord would like the property for some other use. You know, oftentimes tenants are living in properties in transitioning neighborhoods, and they're asked to leave so the property can be rehabbed and the rents can be raised.
That's Mark Schwartz, Executive Director of the Chicago-based Lawyers Committee for Better Housing. As Desmond's book indicated, those who face eviction are primarily people of color, most prominently African-American women.
Matthew Desmond points out in his wonderful book, Evicted, eviction is to African-American women as incarceration is to African-American men. And we certainly see that.
State Representative Teresa Ma, a Chicago Democrat, introduced a bill this year that would have sealed eviction filings. While it failed to get out of the House after negotiation with groups such as the Realtors and County Clerks Associations, Ma said she plans to continue negotiations to reintroduce her bill. John Broadbooks is Director of Communications for the Illinois Association of Realtors.
I have a hard time seeing what would fix this bill. The whole legal system is built on openness. And unless there's a specific reason, usually argued on a case-by-case basis, to seal a record, you just don't take a whole class action and just wholesale seal them. I don't know how you could create something, because at the end of the day, the property owner, and frankly, any tenant the property owner has, could be at risk if they can't do the due diligence to make sure that somebody has a background which would be conducive to being a good tenant.
Bob Palmer is Policy Director for Housing Action Illinois.
We agree that landlords and property managers have an interest in screening their tenants for their ability to pay rent and whether they will be a good neighbor. And we think there's ways to do that by looking at someone's credit history or getting references from previous landlords. We don't feel like that just having the eviction filing is necessarily a good representation of whether someone will be a good tenant.